Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bud Shealy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark throws the ball into Joost, who tags Zarrilla trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards short. Juiced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive towards third. Minoso reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0-for-1 in the game. Juiced hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zarilla takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Zarilla moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Limmer hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced misplays the ball. That's an error on Juiced. Stewart scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0 for 2 in the game. Juiced hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zerilla takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sheely hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Minoso settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Minoso. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Limmer hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into center field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Ray Coleman now playing left field. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Al Zerilla. Joe Coleman now pitching. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Don Lenhart. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Sheely bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Ray Coleman now playing right field. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-3 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball towards left. Minoso settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Minoso. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-3 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to third. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joost scores. There goes Vallo trying to get to second. Baker throws to second, with Carrasquel covering, who tags Vallo for the out. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Pete Suter pinch runs for Allie Clark. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-3 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Suter moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-3 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Suter scores. Limmer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly now playing center field. Elmer Vallo now playing right field. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0-3 in the game. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 3 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 4 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scheib moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.